8:01 the time on a beautiful foggy morning. And yeah, it's possible to have both. It's possible to have fog and have it be a beautiful morning. It's the Mornings with Ed show. Welcome to this morning's program. It's time for the Artist Corner, and this morning's Artist Corner is brought to you by the Sawdust Festival's Winter Fantasy every weekend between now through December 19th with a special Breakfast with Santa. Happening this coming Sunday. That's the Sawdust Festival's Winter Fantasy. So after studying classic landscape and figure painting in the nation's oldest art school, which is the Pennsylvania Academy of Fine Arts, Cliff Wasserman left the East Coast and settled in South Orange County. And we are all beneficiaries of that. We welcome this morning to the Artist Corner artist Cliff Wasserman. Thank you, Cliff.
Hi, thanks for having me, Ed.
Thank you for being here this morning. You showed up early, which is a fantastic thing, and especially for an artist. You guys are normally cutting it really close. Thank you. Is that a clock in your head that you are that precise about everything?
My artwork's pretty precise. Yeah. I also actually go and I help set up a new art festival down in Dana Point. So I'm going down right after this interview to a meeting for that, which will happen in June of next year.
Okay, so basically, Ed, you were on the way. So yeah. I just thought I'd stop in and say hello. Well, welcome. I'm glad you're here. Your art is something really to behold. You mix TV and movies with fine landscapes and such. Tell us about the mindset that it takes to make the kind of art you make.
So I started off in high school and art school doing surrealism, and it was kind of like science fiction-based surrealism. You know, I loved Salvador Dali and Roger Dean that did all their Yes album covers. Those were my first inspirations. And so I started painting like that. And everybody told me, this was the late 70s, everybody said, nobody understands what you're doing. Nobody's going to buy it. You know, you need to do something else. And so I got trained as classical landscape and figure, and then moved out to California in the early 80s and tried to sell my surrealism. My first show was an art affair festival. And I had all my surreal paintings, and they were right. Nobody bought anything. And so I transitioned into the landscape painting.
Right.
And also photography after a while. And it worked out for a while, but I don't know. I didn't feel that special, and the paintings weren't selling that great. And I got very frustrated a few years ago, and I had some paintings that were 10 years old that hadn't sold, and I wanted to do some more surreal stuff or some dinosaurs. So rather than start over with a brand new painting, I picked these paintings up and I just added the dinosaurs into them and hung them at the Sawdust Festival. And it didn't make any prints. I thought I would ruin the paintings. Nobody was definitely going to buy them now. And instead, the opposite happened. The people loved them. And I literally took one painting off the wall at Sawdust one day and added a Tyrannosaurus and a baby onto the beach, and it ended up being my best seller.
And I love it. I looked at it and I saw it online. I blew it up and I thought, yeah, this is it. This is where I want to be. This is the painting I need to hang in my house. You also mentioned the photography you do. You specialize in coastal California photography.
Yeah, and I have quite a bit of that on my website. Also stuff from around the world. I've been to Antarctica, Easter Island, Europe a few times. And so I have all of that on my website. It's kind of traditional travel photography stuff. And there's, you know, just a lot of people doing that kind of work. So even though it sells pretty well and I make it available, I wanted to feel more special, and the paintings are something more unique for me.
Even if you stand at the same spot here along the coast and you take the same shot, it's never the same, right?
It's always different. And I mean, I feel bad because I must have 100 different shots of Shaw's Cove. I mean, I love it so much there, and it always looks different.
Right.
But I mean, you can't just have a booth filled with Shaw's Cove.
you mentioned the Yes albums, and it's funny you say that. As I was rolling through your artwork, I was thinking to myself, without having seen anything specifically related to a Yes album, I was thinking, yeah, this could have been a cool album cover in the early 70s. This could have been a Yes album cover.
I just met him recently, too, up in L.A. He was doing one of the L.A. Art Expos.
Right.
you know, so I got to meet my original inspiration, and he's like doing the same thing I'm doing, going to shows, selling his work, selling his prints. So
so the decision to the decision that this was going to be the type of art you were rolling into, as a kid, when you were just doodling, when you were drawing whatever as a kid, were you pretty sure that you wanted to go into this?
Yeah, I always wanted to do artwork. Where I grew up, my parents were historians and they loved books. So we had lots of books of art, lots of books of dinosaurs and natural history. We'd go into the New York Natural History Museum all the time. And they have these dioramas in there, which they have these painted backgrounds and then stuffed animals in front of them. And they look so real, you feel like you're standing there. And so that's kind of what attracted me to the kind of photorealistic landscapes.
Right.
And people are commenting on that, about how detailed my backgrounds are, in addition to the fact that there's a Star Destroyer floating.
Right. So the Star Wars image. Let me speak to me specifically about that image.
So that's a mashup, but how the Star Wars happened, I was doing a show of my Antarctica paintings in New York, and Acme Archives is a licensee for Lucasfilm, and they had just started their fine art division, and they said that these paintings look like Hoth, and would I like to, you know, do some work for them? So I did a nice big piece, and they printed it. It sold out, and I thought about selling some of the Star Wars at Sawdust, but their prints were so expensive that I didn't think it was the right market, so I just kind of put that on the back burner and let them do it.
Right.
And with the licensing stuff, you know, I can't just paint a scene out of a movie and sell it. There's copyright issues.
Right.
But what you can do is you can do satirical art. You know, if you do it in a way, you know, just like an editorial cartoon, that's protected by the First Amendment. So when I put a Star Destroyer off of Laguna, that's clearly like a humorous thing. And
right.
That's within.
So let me just throw an example at you. Let's say you want an image of Darth Vader. Can you do an image of Darth Vader, or does it have to be Darth doing something crazy or satirical?
I think it needs to be satirical because the characters are copyrighted.
Right.
I mean, a lot of people do all kinds of stuff, and I think they're pretty easy on everybody.
Right.
But, you know, and with celebrity portraits, too, a lot of people do celebrities, and those people, you know, have image licenses for their faces and stuff, but so you just, you know, have to be considerate to the studios when you do stuff.
What are you working on now?
Right now I'm working on a Ice Age painting with a woolly rhinoceros in it. It was an old Antarctica piece that I had never finished, and it was missing something in the foreground. And I decided to put a woolly rhino in there.
At the
show this weekend.
That's great imagination. We can't wait to stop by your booth and see that. So obviously photography in Antarctica, right?
Yeah.
What drew you to go, all right, I got to make the trip. I've got to take these shots.
A friend of mine had gone a couple years earlier who was not a photographer, and his images looked incredible.
Right.
And I said, I've got to go,
you know. Because if your pictures look that good, I know I can do great.
Yeah, okay. And so I went, and it was a great trip. We went past the Antarctic Circle, where it's 24 hours daylight.
Right.
And, yeah, it was the most magical thing I've ever seen. Icebergs at sunset, glowing all kinds of colors. So I did about 20 pieces from that, you know, just straight scenes of icebergs and mountains, and I still incorporate that with the new stuff. I just put other things in there.
Right. Some people travel to countries, and then the next thing, they want to go back. Do you want to go back to Antarctica?
I do want to go back. They just had a solar eclipse down there yesterday, and, you know, I was looking at that trip 6 months ago, you know, can I spend $20,000? And no, the answer was no.
Now, on your way there, are you stopping at Patagonia? Are you stopping anywhere else on the way?
Didn't stop in Patagonia. You know, went through it quickly.
Right.
Argentina, then you get on a boat 2 days across pretty rough water.
Right.
And then once we got to Antarctica, it was like a mirror. It was so flat. And it was like a Yes album cover. The mountains floating in the reflections.
So you're at the Sawdust Art Festival, and certainly part of Winter Fantasy this year, after being at the Festival of Arts for 20 plus years.
Yeah.
Compare the two festivals and the difference in and the difference in atmosphere or vibe in the two.
So the thing with the festival is everything has to be original. So generally the prices are higher there. It does attract, you know, a different kind of audience,
right.
A little more subdued generally, you know, right. except for when they have their parties, which right. are awesome. it's a very good place to sell if you have the right thing, but I did have years there where I hardly sold anything
okay.
because it had to be all original and I couldn't offer them a lower priced item. So I do like that about Sawdust, that I right. can make prints and reproductions and
right.
and sell those to people that maybe can't afford an original.
You mentioned something interesting about seeing people at Sawdust and the type of atmosphere that it lends to be when you see someone early in the morning.
Yeah, I'll see them early in the morning, you know, and I'll notice them, how they're dressed or whatever, and then right. I'll still see them at the end of the day.
Right.
And I'm thinking, wow, they stayed here all day.
Right.
You know, and I just sit in my booth all day, so I don't, you know, get the complete experience. And I wonder what, you know, they're doing. They must be having such a great time. I mean, they have the three stages
right.
and everything.
There's something to, again, and I was mentioning to a friend the other day, it is so easy to go, to intend to go and be there for 15 or 20 minutes, yet you spend half a day there because, I caught a couple of acts. I caught a band, a musician, and a singer, so yeah.
And every booth has got a story, too, when you right. start talking to the artist.
Exactly.
So, yeah, you spend 30 minutes in each booth. You can't even do the whole show in one day.
Right, right. So how many conversations have you been having here? You find yourself constantly busy? Because I found that it's doing pretty well. It's pretty busy there the last couple weeks.
Yeah, very busy this year. I think we're having a record year for Winter Fantasy, and we just came off a record summer, too.
Fantastic.
People are just ready to be out and have fun.
All right. How do our listeners find your artwork? And first of all, where are you in the Sawdust Festival? What booth number? Where are you?
So I'm at booth 232, and it's kind of around the perimeter. You'll see a giant dinosaur skull on top of it.
Right.
My website is artseek.com, so that's artseek.com,
okay.
and then I've got my online store where you can see everything up there.
All right, and this weekend, for the first time, you'll be revealing the polar rhinoceros?
Woolly mammoth.
Woolly mammoth rhinoceros, okay, right.
Woolly rhinoceros, I mean.
Right on.
Woolly mammoth is coming soon, too.
It's been a joy to talk to you this morning, and I look forward to seeing you this weekend. I'll look forward to seeing the woolly. I'll just call it the woolly, that's it, this weekend. Cliff Wasserman, be sure and stop by his booth number.
232
at Sawdust Art Festival's Winter Fantasy, happening right now through December 19th. 8:14 the time on the Mornings with Ed Show. Thanks, Cliff.
Thank you.